Take your Bible and let's go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews and chapter 11. Today we're going to continue talking about the fruit of the Spirit of faith. This will be part three. Let's first of all go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do pause, recognizing that we do need you, and faith is dependence upon you. And so, Lord, we are depending upon you to teach us, to guide us, to help us understand the scriptures. And Lord, that you would help us to go deeper in our walk with you. Lord, we pray that you would also help us this Thanksgiving season to count our blessings. Lord, I pray that each one of us would take the opportunity today and in this week to pause and to consider the many good things you have done in our lives and done for us. And Lord, I pray that our hearts would swell with gratitude and thankfulness to you, and that you would be pleased and glorified. Lord, we pray that you'd bless in the Thanksgiving service there on Wednesday night right here. I pray that you would help that to be a special time. You would guide in that fellowship would be good, and that your name would be glorified. Father, we do thank you so much for the work you're doing. Lord, we do rest ourselves on you, and we pray that you'd help us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's guidance, that we would be obedient and good followers of you, Lord. Strengthen us in our homes. Lord, we know that there we also need you, and we need your hand to work, and I pray that you'd strengthen each of us who are parents, that you would just help us, Lord, with the challenges of life and family. And I pray that you'd guide us, that our homes would be a place where Christ is honored and glorified. Help us to walk in the faith of the Lord on a daily basis. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we consider the fruit of the Spirit of faith, I wanted to consider some of what Hebrews has to say about faith yet again. And so I want you to notice, we're in chapter 11 of Hebrews. Please notice with me verse 6. Verse 6. The Bible says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We understand that this thing of faith is critical. We understand that we can't be saved without faith, because we can't save ourselves. But God can save us, and he's made the way that we can be saved by dependence upon Christ. We understand that, you know what, we can't live the Christian life without faith. We walk by faith. And the only way to live the Christian life successfully is by faith. Because we need God. In our own flesh, in our own strength, we are failures. We make a mess of things. We need God. And that's a reality that I face every day, I think. The need for the Lord, his strength, his grace. Because I can't, but he can. And so as we think about this reality in verse 6, it says that we cannot please God without faith. We can't please him. If we try to do good things in our own efforts, it doesn't please God. We must rest in him, and through obedience and trust in him, do his will. And so I want to back up in the book of Hebrews and note several instances where it mentions faith, all right, leading up to the hall of faith. So let's go back to chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, and let's notice verse 2. The Bible says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Now, isn't that interesting? The writer here of Hebrews says, the gospel was preached unto us and unto them. All right, so we have the us's and the them. And so we have us and them. We heard the gospel, he says. The gospel was preached unto us as well as unto them. But the word, it says, did not profit them, because it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it. So it's possible for us to hear God's truth. It's possible for us to grow up learning about the Lord, learning the truths of Scripture, and for it not to profit if it's not mixed with faith. It's an amazing thing. We know that it says in Romans chapter 10, I believe it's verse 17, it says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes through hearing the word of God. But we notice here when we compare this scripture in chapter 4, verse 2 of Hebrews, that just because we hear doesn't mean we believe. Just because we hear the truth, just because we hear about the Lord, just because we hear the promises of God, not only in salvation, but how He wants to bring strength into our life, victory in our life, if we don't hear and mix it with faith, it will do us no good. All right? And so it's important for us to recognize that faith is vital, that we would believe God. That when we hear the word of God, when we read God's word in our devotions in the morning or at bedtime, that we are holding on to it, and we have a heart that says, Lord, I trust you. Lord, really, is this the case? And we grab on to that. Because if it's not, if the hearing of God's word isn't mixed with faith, it does no good. So as we think about faith, we recognize that just by knowing the truth or hearing the truth doesn't necessarily profit us, but we must believe it. We must believe it. We must hold on to it in faith. Please notice chapter 6 of Hebrews and verse 1. Chapter 6 and verse 1. The Bible says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Okay? This verse is saying not leaving behind, but rather as a foundation. We've built these doctrines. Let's build upon it. Okay? So leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. All right? So building upon those principles. Let us go on unto perfection or maturity. God always wants us to grow. He wants us to grow. He wants us to mature. Just like it would be unnatural and unhealthy for a little baby to remain a little baby, something's wrong in that scenario, right? The same thing in our Christian life is that God wants us to grow. He wants us to mature. And so he says, let us go on, middle of verse 1 here, chapter 6, verse 1, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. So faith toward God is foundational. We talked about that on the whiteboard. It's our foundation. But God says we need to build on that foundation. And so we need to go on in maturity, not laying again the foundation of faith toward God. We need to trust God and grow from there. Notice chapter 6 and verse 12. It says that ye be not slothful. Notice it. Not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. God says, don't be slothful. Slothful, another word would be lazy. In other words, it's possible for us to hear the word of God. It's possible for us to hold the Word of God in our hands, to have it in our home, and to still, and it still not do us good. Because if we don't grab onto biblical principles in our daily life, you see, the Christian life isn't about just going to church. Although church is God's design, He designed that believers would be united together in helping one another and assembling together to worship the Lord and to learn God's word so we might grow together and help one another and serve one another. And that's God's plan, the local church. But God's plan is for us to live out Christianity in everyday life, where the rubber meets the road, in school, at work, in our leisure, in our home. God's desire is that we would walk in His will, in His word, trusting Him in everyday life. And so we must apply the word of God to everyday life. And notice that verse 12 again, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There are things God has for us that if we don't take it, if we don't believe it, it'll pass us by. Notice now chapter 10, verse 22. Chapter 10 and verse 22 of Hebrews. The Bible says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. You see, if we don't take time to cultivate our walk with God will disintegrate. And God is calling us here. We're just looking at where faith is mentioned in Hebrews, right? That's what we're just looking at here. And noticing God says, draw near. Draw near. If we make no effort to draw near to God, our relationship with the Lord will dwindle. You know, think about it, even on other unearthly relationships, whether it's with a parent and a child, or a husband and a wife, if there's not effort made to draw near, to have communication and to build that relationship, spend time together, get to know one another better and cultivate. You say, well, we've lived together for 20 years, you know. We know each other inside and out. Well, yes, but there still needs that cultivation, right, of nurturing a relationship. Otherwise, the relationships becomes stagnant and actually goes into digression. The same is true with our walk with God. We must draw near with a true heart, it says, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast. That means tightly. It's something precious. Hold it dear. Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. He is faithful that promised. And so Christianity requires that we are engaged, that we are really seeking God, right? Jesus said, seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You see, if we're not seeking, we're not going to find. If we're not knocking, we are not going to have it opened unto us. And so when we talk about faith, faith is actively depending on God. Faith isn't, I did that. I trusted Him. No, are you trusting Him, right? It's not just about, I've been there, done that. Now I'm doing this. That's not, faith is yet depending. I mean, we don't say, you know, well, there's back to the house and the foundation and the faith is the foundation. You don't build a house on the foundation and then afterwards move it off and expect the house to stay firm, right? I mean, unless you put it on a different foundation. But But you put a house on a foundation and you keep it there, right? For stability. Our lives must be not only constructed on Christ, on his word, trust in him, but that faith must be cultivated. Must be cultivated. And so God says, verse 22, let us draw near. God says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. In our everyday life, we have to seek God, read his word. If a Christian is separated from the Bible or, you know, neglects the Bible, the relationship with the Lord dwindles and goes into digression. We must seek him every day. You know, you think about in your physical health and well-being. If you do not eat, and especially don't eat healthy food, but if you don't eat anything at all, it doesn't take long for your body to dwindle, right? We have to eat. It's vital, right? It's vital to the, I mean, we can go for a little while on yesterday's meal and 2 weeks ago meal and you know, that kind of thing, but the fact of the matter is we need food for maintenance. And we must seek God. We must depend on God afresh and anew today, because faith is not something we did in the past, although that could be true as well. But faith must be maintained, that we are depending on him today, that we are seeking his wisdom today, that we are seeking to pay the bills, trusting God to provide, that we are putting God first today, that we are seeking to train our children in the things of the Lord, depending on God today. It's a daily thing, daily dependence, faith, resting in God, resting on God. And so God says, let us draw near. Notice verse 38 of chapter 10. Hebrews 10, verse 38. The Bible says, now the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Those who are justified, those who are to be just, means those who are made right, those who are declared right. And that is the person who is saved, who's trusted Jesus as their Savior. We are not only saved by faith, but we must live by faith. There must be a maintenance of faith. Remember, we cannot please God without faith. Notice then chapter 11, the hall of faith. We saw last week, faith is the substance, or literally in verse 1 there, literally the undergirder or the stable thing put under. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or the proof of things not seen. Notice verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. You see, we can please God. Notice verse 3, I'm just going to read snippets of these verses, okay? Verse 3 says, through faith we understand. Through faith we understand. You see, there's some things we won't understand if we don't trust God. And he says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Notice verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God. Notice the action words. By faith Abel offered unto God. He offered a sacrifice that was pleasing to God. Notice verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Notice verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. Because Noah believed God, he obeyed God. He listened to God. I'll tell you what, the people of Noah's day, most of them scoffed when they heard about a big flood coming. But Noah took God seriously. He believed God. He feared God. And he obeyed God. And see, faith without works is dead. If we have faith, it shows in our actions. Abel offered. Why? Because he believed God. Noah built a boat because he believed God. Abraham, verse 8. Notice, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. Abraham, by faith, obeyed. See, if we're going to say, yeah, I believe God, but we don't do what he says, we really don't believe God. It's just empty words. So in our life, that's why we have to incorporate into our daily life biblical truth, that we would listen to God, that we would do what he commands. Abraham, verse 8 says, obeyed. He obeyed God. He went out. Notice verse 11. It says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength. She received strength to have a child in her old age. Verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They trusted God even though they didn't see the conclusion of the matter. They depended on God. You see, the thing about faith is, if every time we trusted God, it just, boom, everything just came together, right? Everything just happened. We trusted God for this and just, boom, right there it was. You know, that would be great, but the fact of the matter is God tests our faith. Will we trust him even when it is not seen? Will we say, Lord, I haven't seen all that you have for me, but I am going to trust you with this day. I am going to be faithful even when I don't understand what is going on. I think about a man called Job. Job had served God. Things had gone pretty well for him. And there came a time in his life when everything fell apart. Financially, even though he was a wealthy man, everything fell apart. A lot of his animals were stolen and killed, and his children all died in one day. And Job sat there in just dumbfounded, not knowing what in the world was going on. But it's clear he trusted God through it all, even though he didn't understand. He trusted God through the darkness, through the trial, and God blessed his faith. God blessed him for his faith. And actually, God gave him 10 more children, and God blessed his wealth, his ranch, even more than at the first. And so God is faithful. We must trust him. So, those are some things that Hebrews has to say about faith. Last Sunday afternoon, we saw the importance of our expectation being built upon the Word of God. Okay? Faith is not just us coming up with ideas, you know, saying, well, I believe God wants to give me a beautiful red Camaro. You know, I'm going to pray for that. Well, chances are, that's not God's will. Could God do that? Yes, he could. But chances are that's not his will. And if I pray about it and if I'm really seeking God, he'll probably show me that that's not his will and that's not the most important thing, right? Okay, but you know what? God wants our faith to be founded upon what the Bible says. So you know what? If we don't know what the Bible says, if we aren't reading it and meditating on it, our faith is going to be wishy-washy, a little misguided even. So that's why we need to know the Word so we can believe it. So our faith needs to be founded, as in as a foundation, founded upon the Word of God. We need to know what God said. We need to know what he promised. We need to know what God is like. We learn all of that through the Bible. So our faith needs to be founded on the Word of God. We saw last week that in the afternoon service that faith is fueled. It's fueled by the works of God. We see what God has done in other people's lives, whether it's a Bible character, whether it's in our own life. And as we see God work, it builds our faith. It fuels our faith. We see God work. We see what God's done in other people's lives. It fuels our faith. It fuels it. And then thirdly, we want to be reminded that our faith needs to be filtered by the will of God. I mean, that's what he said there. He said this in his word. I've seen what he can do in other people's lives and in my life. But what's his will for me? Back to the red Camaro, you know? That's kind of a trivial thing because God's not as concerned with, you know, trivial. Usually those things are like selfish things. Instead of praying for some soul to be saved, praying for someone struggling with sickness, praying for real needs, all right? Food on our table and things like that we need to focus on. But you know what? The fact of the matter is that we need to know what is God's will? What is his, God's desire is to provide for us. And so we need to pray. God said that we should pray about our daily bread. Why? Because we live by faith. Lord, provide. You say, well, I have this job. Well, God gave you the job. God gave you the health to be able to go to work and all those things. So our life needs to be depending on God. Prayer is a wonderful way to express faith. The other way is through obedience. Prayer and obedience are two critical ways to express or to exercise faith. What do we pray about? Do we pray about very little? Well, that would testify we don't have much faith because we aren't resting needs and burdens and people and situations in God's hands, right? But if we're praying about needs, praying about bills, praying about purchases, praying about health, we're saying, God, we need your help. Lord, we need your wisdom. God, without you, we can't, but with you, we can. What do you want us to do in this situation? Do you want us to buy this or go to buy that? Or, you know, we've got this here that's a need, and how do you want us to handle this? And faith is so practical. God cares about our lives. And so as we think about the fruit of the Spirit of faith, as we walk with God, God wants to grow our faith. He wants us to learn to function in dependence upon Him, depending upon God. He tells us in Philippians 4, I believe it's verse 6, he tells us to worry about nothing and to pray about everything. Pray about everything. We have a lot to pray about. So prayer is key in exercising faith. But what was the second one? Obedience. Obedience. Abram believed God, therefore he obeyed God. Faith without works is dead. Something's missing. But when we believe God, it shows in our obedience. And so, may God grow our faith. May God grow our faith. How is it in your life? With heads bowed, eyes closed, consider. Are you drawing near, as Hebrews 10 said? Are you drawing near to the Lord with a heart of faith? Are you seeking for God to work in your life, in your family, in the health needs, in the burdens you bear? Are you lifting those up to God? Are you living by faith? Or are you just living like every other human, pretty much, that just tries to muddle through and make it? Or are you trusting your life, your daily bread, your health, your family? Are we trusting those things in God's hands? God wants to grow our faith. The fruit of the Spirit is faith. He wants us to trust Him more and more, to depend on Him more every day. Let's draw near. Heavenly Father, I thank You. Thank You for the encouragement from Your holy word in the area of faith. It's amazing what particularly even the book of Hebrews has to say about faith, how critical it is, and how without it it's impossible to please You, and how so many were victorious because of their faith in You. Lord, help us in the challenges of 2018 and what's coming around the bend in 2019. Lord, help us with this day to walk with You in simple faith. That we would lift up every need, that we pray about everything, that we would walk in obedience. With a foundation of our faith on Your word, with it being fueled by Your works, and with it being filtered through Your will. What is Your will? Help us to seek it and to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.